he did show clearly that there is still greatness in there. And if he can harness that and do that more frequently, that will be a beautiful thing. And will make this whole operation run so much smoother. Because, you know, with the skill position players, you're supposed to be able to compete for a championship right now.
And the turnovers. You look at what Dak turns the ball over all the time now. They've got a 3-4 record. Jalen hasn't turned it over in three games.
Three in a row. That's right. All right, let's do as we do. After a win, it's game balls. It's the Bat of the Bone Award. Frickin' Richie. He always gets the easiest one because he always gets to go first. All right, John, take Jalen Hurts. And then I'll be the bad guy. Someone will be like, oh,
he's earned Hurts.
Didn't pick Hurts.
Kellen Moore.
Oh! You don't go Jalen?
Kellen Moore took advantage of Jalen Hurts and his skill set.
Wait, Kellen who are you picking?
It's Jalen. Okay. Kellen Moore did a good job of taking advantage of an incredible skill set. Jalen Hurts' skill set. It's complete. And we saw that yesterday. And we heard stories. We've been hearing stories now since the bye that Jalen, worked so incredibly hard at correcting the way he'd been giving the ball away. He got in the building, didn't go, you know, take a break or, you know, get away from the game, which is what every coach I've ever been around commands everyone on the team during the bye. Get away from it, guys. Get your head out of football. Jalen said, no, I'm going to stay here. I'm going to watch film. I'm going to figure this out. I'm going to work through this. He's focused and he's honed in harder since the bye. And he devoted himself and then redevoted himself to his team. And he looked fast yesterday. He looked so much physically faster.
He did.
And, you know, like the computer was faster in his head also.
I agree.
It was physical dominance when he's juking guys, and then also that RAM and the REM, like I don't even know what the proper computer terminology is, but
I don't think it's REM. He's not sleeping out there.
The way he was the processing speed was ramped up yesterday, which is exactly what we've been hoping for and waiting for, and everything just looked crisper and more confident. And we should celebrate the fact that he's finally playing his best football, which is what we were hoping was in there. I wasn't sure at times that we'd see it again. And I was holding out hope. And here it is, guys. This is going to be awesome when he learns to play like this on a regular basis. And I do think the work that he's going to put in will lead us to that point.
So, James, before your game ball, I just want to point out, and this goes for the whole week when John comes at me, because I'm going to receive a lot of, you know, arrows this week. John just said he wasn't sure if we'd ever see it again.
You're going to call it out. That's
good. Yeah. So just know when people come after me.
You need to point that?
Even Richie. Cut that audio. All right. It's game balls. It's the Bat of the Bone Award. I have a prediction, but I wrote it down. I won't state it because I want to see where you two go. James, who's your game ball going? As a matter of fact, I'm going to show John who I think the next three names will be. James, who do you got?
Okay, so I think you go in a lot of directions. Hurts is the clear number one. Nice job by John. I'll go with someone who last week wasn't even involved in the game. One catch, -2 yards.
Wow.
Comes back, didn't hear a word from him. What a week, that touchdown catch.
Yep.
I think the best throwing catch of the season on both ends. I mean, his ability to go up and get the ball at that size is amazing.
No question.
Devontae Smith deserves it.
I love it. That answer. My prediction is wrong, by the way. I'll tell you what it is in a moment.
I'm already. Bang.
Rhea, what do you got?
I'm going to go with a grouping here. The offensive line. Down 2 starters. Jalen had a clean pocket most of the day. Had plenty of time to throw.
Yep.
They did not allow a sack. Just 1 quarterback hit. And I need to clean up some of those penalties. But I think the reason that Jalen had a career day is they protect it really well.
They did a great job. So the prediction.
You know, he directs that protection.
Yeah, he does.
Jalen's calling the protection, setting the protection, and, you know, communicating that protection.
But they got backups, John, that are really good. I mean,
Fred Johnson. Incredible.
Totally neutralized Hendrickson, who had 4 sacks in the previous 2 games coming in.
Fred had a lot of help.
Yeah, and that play over to AJ across the middle.
But you also got to give.
Jalen helped Fred. Jalen directing the protection helped Fred.
And as always, when you're talking backups like that, you got to give Howie and you got to give Stoutland big time out of West. All right, so the prediction I had that I wrote down is I thought it was going to be, for our four votes today, Hurts and three coaches. And none of the coaches got votes yet.
Sorry.
So now I have to choose between Nick Sirianni, who I think deserves a lot of credit. A lot of credit.
He sure does.
Vic Fangio, who I'm certain deserves a lot of credit. And Kellen Moore, who I think deserves a lot of credit. I'm going to go with Vic Fangio. And the reason I'm going to go with Vic Fangio, and maybe I should have gone with Nick, but the reason I'm going to go with Vic Fangio is I think he's got less to work with defensively than the offense has.
Oh,
I mean,
certainly.
The offense has guys like Saquon and AJ and Devontae. Forget what Jalen is or isn't and what your perception of him is. We all are aware that AJ and Devontae and Saquon give a team an incredible advantage. And Vic Fangio doesn't have that defensively. He frankly doesn't have anything close to that. And yet they put a tremendous performance out there on the field. And it makes the performances against Cleveland and New Orleans and the Giants now look even better, because you can say now it's four times out of seven that they've put a really good performance on the field. And also, you know, perhaps had an adjustment in game. I don't know. I'm not saying they did. I'm saying perhaps. I mean, the reality is Cincinnati moved down the field in 10 minutes, had 7 points, and in the next 50 minutes had 10 points.
That was a 17
you know, that's amazing.
Play drive by Cincinnati to open the game.
It was the longest opening drive of the season in the NFL.
I'm thinking, holy cow, okay, Vic, I understand you sit back and you like to play zone and let teams make mistakes. You know, that's the methodology.
Yep.
We can't do this all day. And he didn't. You know, he started sending the inside linebackers a little bit, started spicing it up a little bit. Joe Burrow got a lot less comfortable, and that's all she wrote.
It was big time. It really was. By the way, we'll also ask you the Twitter poll question of the day, which is brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. It's tailgate season at Armin Chevrolet. Check out Armin's incredible lineup of SUVs at arminchevy.com. That's arminchevy.com. Together, let's drive. We asked you this question: which unit, which side of the football was more impressive yesterday? Was it A, the offense, or B, the defense? You can vote at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter.